beautiful Hawaii. We try to get there every year to Kauai. In fact, the last time I was in Kauai, I was walking on the beach and this young kid came by with his ukulele. He started singing and I said, hey, you're damn good, you know. He actually sent me an MP3 of him playing the ukulele and I wrote a song for him.
Wow.
I was in touch with him a couple of months ago and he said, I'm working on some others. I said, well, you know where my email is. Just send it and we'll write another song.
I like that.
You know, I'm cool.
Virtually all of your fans, John, identify you with Yes. And it's hard sometimes for them, and even me, because I've been a lifelong fan of you, to understand why you're not still part of the band. I was hoping that, for the benefit of our audience, you could explain to us what happened to make the separation seem so different than previous moments in your history with Yes.
With the band, you know, you're in a family, and it's as though every 10 years there was always an upheaval within the family group. By the end of the 70s, the record companies wanted hit records, and I was more into experimenting, really. The more I was told I have to write hit records, the more I felt very doomed. So I'd leave the situation, and I went off to work with Vangelis. Joined the band again in 82. 10 years later, I had to leave again because it was just money, business, money. And I made an album, Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman & Howe, and that was very successful. So the experiment of music worked again. As it happened, we just carried on. I think it was about 6 years ago, we were touring, and the management were pushing us to tour, make money. And I was frustrated that we hadn't made any music together for 4 years. So I suggested we go in the studio and do something different. And the other guys said, no, we want to tour. And then I got really sick. I had to have a break for a year, 2 years as it happens. And they decided to find another singer. Rick Wakeman left the situation. He was really upset. You know, when I got better, I said, you know, I'm ready to join the band. They said, oh, no, we've got a singer. We don't need you. Maybe next year. And that really kind of made me feel strange. So I rang up Rick Wakeman. I said, hey, Rick, why don't we do some music? We got together and did some tours, made a couple of albums, you know. You just say, well, that's life. After 35 years, if Chris and Steve want to go their way, that's what they want to do. And you can't force people to be in the band, you know. So I just, in my heart, I still want to get together with everybody and do a tour. I'll keep my fingers crossed and life moves on.
I would say from what you just said, and I'm just speculating here, Rick Wakeman, would that have been your closest buddy in terms of friend in the...
Yeah, we had the happy car and the grumpy car. So me and Rick and my wife and the driver would be in the happy car. Chris and Alan and the other guy would be in the grumpy car because they were always complaining. And after a while, you say, well, that's the way people are. You can't tell them how to live, you know. But music, when I look back at the music that Yes has done over the years, oh, I'm so thankful, you know?
As I wrap it up for you, you're passionate about other things besides just the music arts, and we should give a little plug. Explain how doing painting and different sorts of artwork became an outlet for you.
I think over the years, yeah, I remember the most important thing at school was two things, football, soccer, and painting. And I used to just, that was my life. I think it was probably in the mid-80s I started painting on tour at canvases and paints.
Well, if you ever wanted to donate one that we could use for one of our fundraisers, you know I'd be happy to.
I'd love to. I actually have one framed, and it's a little scene from, I was driving on the North Shore, and I saw this little beautiful beach house in this cove. So I would love to send that to you.
Dude, I will reach out and I'll make that happen. Final note for you, I want you to give a plug for this Rabin, Anderson, Wakeman. I'm not sure about how the lineup will come together, but I hear you and Trevor and Rick and you guys are like doing something. What's the story?
It's a slow process because, you know, Trevor does movies, of course. But Rick actually emailed me just a week ago. He said he'd have some new music. And I said to Trevor, you know, when I get the music from Rick, I'll sing on it and send it to you, and then you can do some work on it. We'll see where we go.
Well, you got to know we're going to be supportive of it, maybe after our next pledge drive in the fall, where we have someone take advantage of making a donation at the station and picking up your generous gift that you just gave us. We'll have you come out here.
Yep, I'm there. I'll be there.
We have the nicest facility here. You could do a small show here.
I promise. I'll bring my acoustic guitar. I'll sing you some songs.
I give you a hug, a high five. I really appreciate it, John. You be safe regarding the artwork thing. That's extraordinarily generous. So let's stay in touch. I'll make it happen for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Be safe, brother.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.